an amputee who has found a new way to play the game she loves is someone Eric Stock is talking about. Ashley Green of Mackinac aspires to help others who've encountered disabilities as well.
Green has founded a nonprofit called Your Excuse Is Invalid. That tells you everything you need to know about the 28-year-old woman who had her right leg amputated below the knee after a series of surgeries, health complications, and a car accident that combined to derail her athletic career. Sort of. Green was a volleyball standout at Peoria Notre Dame High School and had designs on playing in college. She was also active in gymnastics, softball, track, snowboarding, and surfing. But she suffered a series of ankle injuries, and it snowballed from there.
Well, I was actually supposed to have a simple surgery, get back to playing college. Ended up being surgery didn't go as planned, so one surgery turned into eight surgeries over 6 years. Basically, eventually was given the option of staying on crutches for the rest of my life or amputating it and eventually becoming an amputee prosthetic, you know, go through all that process.
Green chose the latter, undergoing the amputation in 2015, nearly a decade after her downward health spiral began. But she wasn't about to give up the sport she loved, even if it meant playing it in a different way.
That was a huge part for me, as I was actually supposed to play college volleyball. And then when I kind of lost that part, felt like a big piece of my life was missing while I was recovering. And then finding adaptive sport and adaptive training really kind of gave me back my hope and my drive to kind of push forward again.
Green has learned to play sitting volleyball. It's played on a smaller surface with a much lower net, about 3.5 feet above the floor. It's a game she learned was much tougher to play than standing up.
Sitting volleyball, you have to be able to read where the ball is going, get there first, and then get ready to, you know, pass from there on. So it's definitely a lot harder because you have to be able to predict where the ball is going and get there a lot quicker. So that's probably the hardest part.
Green has more than played sitting volleyball. She's played it well enough to earn a spot on the U.S. Paralympic A2 sitting volleyball team. She'll be vying for a spot on the team for the 2024 Games. Green played along with a group of Illinois State University students who took part in Adaptapalooza at the Student Fitness Center. It's the university's annual event that aims to showcase the different adaptable sports those with disabilities can play. The event also included wheelchair basketball. Micah Delicay, a junior studying therapeutic recreation at ISU, realizes playing basketball on two wheels is harder than it looks.
Well, I would say I really have a strong upper body, so I realize that the upper body is what you use mostly, but just getting around on the wheelchair is what kind of got me, so I didn't really know how to maneuver as much. So
how long before you were tired of doing that?
I kind of got tired after about 5 to 10 minutes. It's kind of like a lot more work, so I give it to them, definitely. So if anyone ever thinks that people who are disabled can't do whatever a person that's able-bodied can, they can do just even more.
Julie Kreese, a sophomore recreation management major, was among the students who tried rock climbing while blindfolded.
I was comfortable with rock climbing, but not being able to see where I was a little scary. But also not being able to see how high I was helpful too.
Kreese got about halfway up the near 50-foot wall. She says the experience gave her more respect for the challenges those with disabilities encounter every day and helps her to better understand how they are entitled to recreational opportunities of their own.
It definitely does, because if I work at a park district, maybe having leagues for wheelchair basketball and not just normal basketball, making sure that everyone is included.
This was the fifth year for ISU's Adaptapalooza, an event that attracts about 200 students each year. But the students are generally able-bodied. It's more an academic exercise for students who plan to work with those with disabilities in recreation management and therapeutic recreation. So what activities are available for the disabled the rest of the year? Jason St. Clair with ISU's Campus Recreation says they are working on that.
I mean, the feedback that we've gotten is people are always asking, can we do this more? You know, when's the next time we can do this? Where is another place that we can do this? So taking that feedback and really starting to think some of the logistics of how can we make that happen for individuals more on a regular basis, opposed to waiting the once a year for Adaptapalooza.
St. Clair says ISU has purchased adaptive wheelchairs and is working on developing an intramural wheelchair basketball league. Ashley Green commends ISU for offering a sports outlet outlet for those with disabilities, even if it's just once a year for now. She says one of her biggest challenges as she began the road to recovery, fitness and sports options for young people like her are almost non-existent.
A lot of amputees that you see are usually your diabetic, older generation, have different things they're thriving to do and things than like what somebody my age was wanting to do.
Green is working to expand those opportunities. She's looking to work with health clubs in Bloomington, Normal, and Peoria to offer fitness options and programming for those with disabilities. Corrine has also become a motivational speaker at schools and businesses. That's how she discovered there are so many more young people than she realized who are working through physical setbacks.
There's definitely a lot more people than what I even realized when I started this. I actually even spoke at Limestone last week and met a kid who's a below knee amputee. Found several from my home school in Morton at Blessed Sacrament that are limb different amputees. So I'm finding more and more, and that's just limb differences.
Green has also gone back to school. She's studying physical therapy at Bradley University. Her goal is to become a physical therapist to specifically help amputees.
That's something that's not really seen around this area, and there's a lot of kids and stuff from cancer that are becoming amputees in this area, especially with the St. Jude Center Peoria now. So that's a big thing I'd like to offer. Eventually, my dream would be to open my own facility, have physical therapy, adaptive training, and massage and essential oils and everything all in one place where people like me don't have to go to six different places to get what they need.
Green's nonprofit aims to help others get adaptive equipment since insurance won't always cover it, and to send kids to sports camps that are specifically for kids with disabilities. I'm Eric Stock.
Ashley Green was scheduled to undergo surgery last week to remove a spinal tumor, but says she doesn't plan to let it stop her. She's also considering trying out for the Paralympics in surfing for the 2024 Games.